So everybody, we are Backstreet Boys breaking into a church. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
Kidnap someone.
That's fine.
We are rescuing.
Kidnap someone and steal
a necklace.
We are rescuing
him, a crucifix. Not kidnapping him.
It's a nice kidnapping. A necklace.
That's what he called.
And we were heading up the fire escape to break in the... Is it a window or a door at the top of the fire
escape? Well, it's
escape.
A fire escape, so it'd be a door, right? Like...
Sometimes it's a
window.
I
think it's usually
windows.
Sometimes it's windows, yeah.
But you are on a you're
they want you to
like
dive
New York
through.
City.
Yeah. Well, you're in a warehouse, so it's normally a door at the top of one of those.
Yeah,
cuz they're not like apartments coming out off of it. So, yeah, you get to a door. It's a metal door. It's locked because normally those fire escape doors are locked and don't have handles on the outside.
I think this is my time to shine.
It's like a fire door, right? So it'd be like a push bar on the other side.
Yeah.
Poof.
I was gonna say we have a Misty Boy.
That's true. So
Shadow looks sad as he has his lockpicks out and everything. kind of puts him away.
Shadow's only got to use his lockpicks like once or twice in this entire series.
Yeah, now he's gonna start breaking into places alone.
Silas just rematerializes on the other side of the door and pushes it open.
All right. Do
you can get the next one.
He's just deflated. He's walking away.
I need you to say all of this in a Backstreet Boys accent.
Everybody, get your asses inside the warehouse now.
It's going to be a long night.
For fun.
We only have a half hour left. It's still going to be a long night.
I don't think the cameras are going to have audio. And if they do... I'm sure we sound like the, you know, the old Backstreet Boys. They're like 50 now.
Yeah, I'm AJ. I don't know what that means.
I'm Kevin. Everybody, camera, I'm Kevin.
Can we move this along?
Yeah, you guys get in and you're actually standing in... You're standing in what looks like it used to be like an office. There's cabinets, there's a desk, there's all this other stuff there, but there's nothing of importance in this room.
Well, we advance through the room, clicking our fingers, like West Side Story.
Like fucking Warriors.
No, that's much more intimidating than what we're doing.
Ours is just alarming. You're like, wait, are they back?
Only Misty's been up here, so I think maybe Misty will want to
take the lead,
Misty,
Brian.
you want to take the lead, Brian? Or AJ?
Brian. I'm Brian, apparently. Yeah, I'll look around and try to get a sense for where in the building we are at this point. And I guess start moving forward and looking around.
Okay. So when you get to the door, it's unlocked. You open it. And you are on the level that you had been on earlier, where you went to Kenny's room, but you're farther down the hall, because his room had been more towards the stairs going downstairs into the main warehouse, and this is towards the middle, so that if they needed to escape, they would have like a centered area to get out of.
Sure.
And all of the doors are closed. It's horrifically quiet. Except for Silas humming the Backstreet Boys.
Philbert's now also on board with that too.
If we get caught because you're singing stupid songs, I will never ever let you live this down.
Blame chat.
Chat? What does that have to do with anything?
Tell me why we were dressed this way.
Because I wanted
that.
There's
nobody.
I just sigh and start. So I know where Kenny's room is. I want to check the other doors as quietly as physically possible.
Yeah.
Yeah, Silas, stop. Quit playing games.
With your heart?
The references, Jeremy, you are on
I
point.
Just pulled up a list. I don't fucking know. I'm like, that one sounds familiar, I guess. Yeah, I think I've heard that before.
You are on point tonight, my friend.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so you're checking doors. You can open some of them. Some of them feel like they're locked. But that's kind of normal with like rundown warehouses. They don't have all the doors just unlocked. But are you going left or right first?
Which direction is Kenny's room?
His, that if you stepped way. Out.
I will fly to England just to kill you.
If you're stepping out of this room, it's to the left.
then I'm going right.
Okay.
Wait, you're going away.
I'm going away from Kenny's room because I know where Kenny's room is and I know what was in it. So I'm going away from it to find out what's in the other rooms.
But hey, should we real quick have Layseth go and snatch up Kenny?
If we can find him.
I mean, he's probably in his, like, where his room was if he's going to be here, right? Maybe?
I don't know if they would risk that because his writings and stuff were in there, but it's worth a shot, I guess. Sure, let's go look.
Misty starts to go one way and then turns around and goes back.
Okay. Yep. That's pretty much just Misty in this case. Yeah.
It's dark in the hallways as well. There's not like a lot of windows or anything. But you walk down the hallway. You get to the door and you go to open it. Yes.
Yeah, I'll like put my hand on the handle gently and turn okay. it.
Okay. Yeah. You turn the door handle and you peer inside and it's dark in there. But it does look like somebody's sleeping on the bed.
Just one somebody.
You knew that Kenny's bed wasn't really big enough for more than one person.
Right, it was like a twin. Okay. Yeah. I'll lean back carefully and whisper, I think he's in here, assuming that he's the only other person in this area.
Layseth, go get him.
All right. I will.
Before you get to the oubliette, make sure that, get eyes on him first. You've seen just make sure it's Kevin before you. Kidnap, like,
someone else.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe, it's the yeah. real Nick yeah. Carter.
Yeah, make sure it's actually him.
Not Nick Carter.
All right. I will walk past Misty and open the door a little further and walk into the room, trying to let as much light from the hallway in as I can.
Very little, because they had turned off of most of the lights.
Can I tell if this is Kenny or not?
So you get closer. You do. It does look like a kind of a thin, lanky kind of guy or person in this bed. It's hard to tell if it's actually him or not. They're breathing slightly. You can tell that for sure.
That's positive.
It's hard to see.
I really don't want to take the wrong person. There's a difference between a rescue and a kidnap.
Very slight difference, yes.
Shine a flashlight in his face.
Well, that's actually just, what I'm thinking of doing. I've got my flashlight.
And just round out the kidnapping experience by shining a bright light in the
face. Can't
you do some, like,
ET
shit with your finger?
No, but I have a flashlight up my sleeve. Do I? Yes. Yeah, that's one of the things on my list is a flashlight. So I will pull it out, but I'll put my hand over it and turn it on and, like, let out the most minimal amount of light that I can to try and tell if it really is him.
Okay. So you are shining this light towards this person.
Well, kind of like...
Yeah. You're covering it, shining your light towards this person. Yeah, you're trying to obscure the light so it doesn't, like, wake him up automatically. So as you're shining it, it is Kenny. He is breathing, but he, like, his face is, like, not reacting at all, even to the light that you just put in here. The room had been pitch black before, so it's a little odd that he didn't, like, shift or anything at all.
Okay, well, I guess I need to roll.
Remember you have
luck. Oh yeah, I forgot we had to do that.
Oh yeah, this is a game.
I thought we would just been bullshitting this whole time. I've only used one luck this entire series.
Dice at all today, so.
No.
I mean, that's monster of the week for you.
I got to roll for my fucking trink gun.
I guess I need to use a luck. Because that was 5.
Oh, no.
And that's not going to get him anywhere.
No.
Oh, don't splice. So, don't splice Kevin.
Mark some experience and I'm going to use some luck.
Okay.
Do you get to mark experience for luck? Because that is awesome.
I think so.
Because I rolled terrible.
You still rolled wrong. Rolled wrong.
I still rolled wrong. We're a year into this show and I'm still very fucking bad at Monster of the Week rolls.
It's fine. So I
it's because we don't roll very often.
Yep. I will transport him to Silas's home.
Okay.
To the hallway.
And I say, bye, 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 all right. Is that it? Was that good?
No, but okay, it was a nice try, Adam. And also,
the Backstreet Boy songs.
No, bye, bye, bye is NSYNC.
Always goes back to...
I wanted to get in on all the Backstreet Boy.
Oh, goodness.
Why don't you have it pulled up like you always do for shit like Dancing with the Stars?
I think this is an artfully crafted joke. He knows. He looked up NSYNC songs.
Intentionally.
And it's great. Yeah. It is fantastic.
Little shit-eating grin.
You get you get Kenny to the to Silas's house. So you just like touched him, right? And then blipped.
Like I grabbed his shoulder.
Okay. Well, he's laying in a bed, so when you appear, his body just cocks to the ground.
My parquet floor.
Sorry. And he doesn't react.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh. Stick him in the
cupboard. I want to, investigate a mystery. Because what the fuck?
Yeah, you're trying to figure out his body, right?
Yeah.
See what's going on? Okay.
So, investigate a mystery.
God damn it. Is he a fucking, a golem?
You don't know.
Simulacra.
Or in a deep coma.
So that
coma.
Is 9.
9. You get to ask 2 or 1 question with it.
I think it's 1. From 7 to 9.
What happened here?
So you're checking Kenny, and because people usually hit the floor and then react, but he did not. And you were checking him. He's breathing. And he feels human. As you go to look, though, you can see at the top of his chest, there's some sort of starting of a symbol.
Uh-oh. Like it's appearing? Or like it?
No,
they started
it looks
carving
like
something?
It looks like the shirt has shifted a little bit, and you can see. So he's not wearing the button-down tie that he had been wearing before.
Right.
He's in the button down, but it's open slightly now.
Well, I am familiar enough with Silas's home. I would hope to know where he would keep a pad and pencil. No, I have those on my sleeve. Right, I have things. Well,
anywhere in the library would be fine.
I'm going to sort of open up and see what the symbol is and copy it down.
Okay. Okay, it's a rather large one. It starts from the base of his neck and goes down to, like, the middle of his chest. And it's an intricate pattern that you're not familiar with, but you think that Silas might be.
Obviously, I'm not there, but is it a tattoo or, like, a scar?
It is, it looks more like somebody had, like, carved it into him. So it's scarred a bit.
All right. For his safety, I will push him into the oubliette.
Okay. So you roll this poor man into the cupboard.
Don't say it like that, DV. It's for his own good. He's got candles. Didn't you hear Gerundu said he's got candles he can
Yeah, it starts off, it just looks like, initially, it just looks like a cupboard under the stairs with some shelves on either side, but just as you push him in, the sort of back wall just seems to unfocus and just stretches on into this just limitless darkness. But you have Silence's assurances that he will be quite safe in there.
Okay, so I have a drawing of it.
Okay.
And I will focus on Misty and return to the group.
Okay. And you bamf back fine. This place isn't, like, barring you out with magic, so...
I think that perhaps we should ignore everything else and get back to Kenny and begin figuring out what the fuck is going on. This was on his chest, carved into him. And this seems problematic. Silas, do you recognize this?
Misty's just gobsmacked that Layseth swore.
She's rather concerned.
Well, no, I've been teaching.
What do I know? I glancing upon this partial symbol.
Yeah, well, she drew the whole symbol because she opened up his shirt to see it.
Sure.
Okay. It's a very obscure one that you've only seen once or twice, and it's something that seems, while it looks like it cures monsters, it also seems to take away and give somebody else their like immortality.
Ah.
Well,
the crux of the situation.
Right, now that we know that they're bastards, we could just kill them. That's fine. But first, quit playing games with my friends. With my friends,
Silas. This is something that I will say that you might want to do more research on before you just start willy nilly killing people.
Yeah, please. Well,
I don't care who they are, where they're from, what they did, I'm gonna fucking kill them.
I mean, yes. Your gamekeeper is telling you.
Yeah.
I just wanted
to get another song in there.
No, I love it.
Silas pulls out a knife from his belt and carves BSB into...
When Layseth was gone, I was going to sing I Want You Back, but I realized that's also NSYNC, isn't it?
Isn't that Jackson 5?
Maybe. Also is it NSYNC 1?
Why did we... Well, since we're still disguised, on the way back, do you want to, like... Shall we rob a liquor store or something on the way home?
No. I think one crime.
I've got all these disguises.
For the BSB.
Yes, but nobody's caught us. We haven't left enough evidence to frame the Backstreet Boys.
What are you all doing here?
I don't know what we're doing here.
No, you hear a voice say that behind you as you all are talking.
We're the goddamn Backstreet Boys, you bitch! I'm fucking Nick Carter!
I'm going to turn around and see who is behind us.
It's Delilah.
Lovely.
Mm-hmm. Hey there, it's me, Kevin. We heard that you all had this kick-ass church here, and we've been looking for churches to play. We do some of our songs, but also we cover some church gospel songs, and we really get the crowd amped up. We're trying to make a comeback. We're the BSB, the Backstreet Boys.
All right.
Yeah, that's Nick over there. Kevin. No, yeah, Nick.
As long as you drank her.
It's a new song we're workshopping still. It sounds kind of rapey right now, so we're going to try to change
gonna
that.
Gonna knock you out with a trank gun.
Yeah, we're going to try to... We're changing all those lyrics, but...
Hey, I'm AJ.
We wanted to come see your church before, you know, We play the show, the big show, the big comeback show.
How did you all get in here? The doors are locked.
Fire escape. Yeah, fire escape.
I don't think that you all should be here.
Probably not. We should have probably done this reconnaissance during the day. I apologize again. I am Kevin from the Backstreet Boys. You can bill us. We'll go ahead and get out of your hair now.
Why were you in Kenny's room?
Does Delilah have the crucifix? No, it's the husband, right? Okay.
Frank.
Yeah, we were... we wanted to really get the acoustics, get a sound check going, and bam!
I was gonna be like, if you actually finish that sentence and don't shoot it with the trank gun, I'm taking it from you.
Now, this may be a luck roll right here, depending on how bad this is. What do I need to do, Dragon Bait?
Oh my god. Oh.
Is this kick some ass? I don't know.
Hold on, let me look, cause, oh, Jesus.
Oh, no matter what. I think no matter what, I'm going to have to use a luck because I rolled a 2 and a 2.
Oh, yeah. I want to say, actually, this is probably not kick some ass. I think this would be act under pressure. Okay. Because you're not trying to, like, you're not aggressively going at her.
I gotcha. Either way, I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
That would still be, yeah, that would not be... That'd be pretty
low.
So
you may choose either to do what you want and something extra or to do what you want to absolute perfection.
I think I will do what I want to absolute perfection, which is to just shoot her in the neck with my trank gun. And drop her unconscious quickly.
Okay.
And then also just real quick.
drop her on the bed.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think the to perfection means that I also like catch her so she doesn't like take any damage like falling to the floor. Okay. And put her in the now empty bed.
Okay.
And then reload my next cartridge and my last cartridge of my trank gun. And with 12 minutes left. Go fucking find the husband.
I mean, we're in now. Let's go find him.
So you move her to the bed. You also see something that starts at the base of her neck.
Oh. Layseth pulls out her flashlight and looks at that shit and starts drawing it.
It's the same symbol.
What was she?
Oh, shit.
Hey, magic friends, can you tell what she might have been before?
Oh, yeah, was she like a...
Was she a vampire?
Salabim, what might you have been?
Well, I would like to have a look at the symbol with what Silas mentioned about it and be like, is this a receiving end of the tattoo or the marking, or is this something that was inflicted upon her?
So I'm going to say that you... have probably never seen this symbol
probably
before.
But I know some arcane symbols and there are some universal things and I'm
right. So you would know that whatever this is would pull their affliction, immortality being the affliction, to somebody else.
Okay, so this got pulled out of her, whatever it is. Is there any way to be able to tell what she was? Probably a vampire, I would guess.
I think that's what Layseth was getting at. Yeah. Was it a vampire or something else?
I don't think just looking at her, you could tell.
No, we'd have to research it.
Yeah. And
do you want to take it to the cupboard? She is unconscious.
Now that she is unconscious, is she an object and I can take her?
I mean, Kenny was unconscious too. But...
I think they have to be dead in order for that to happen.
Dead as an object.
Yeah.
Well, we could make that work.
Okay, no.
No, because then
hold on. Well, hold on.
Oh, yeah. I already feel bad.
If she's also a victim in this,
yeah,
that's not okay. So I'm gonna like carefully take a photo of the symbol that was carved into her before like closing her shirt back up.
Yeah.
you know, some semblance of dignity. But I want to have a copy of that as well to look at.
Yeah, I do like the idea of Blaise Seth, if you could, putting her in the omelet also, just as like a...
It gets progressively more mangled every time he says it.
I've not heard him say oubliette correctly tonight.
You know, just, Paul, I mean, it seems like she's a victim too, just like Kevin is, so may as well bamf her over there.
Perhaps I could just take her.
Did you call him Kevin?
Yes.
I'm Kevin, aren't I? Yes. Kenny.
Excuse me. You are Kevin.
I'm a Backstreet Boy, I forgot.
Yes, now, really, I can't stress this enough. It's of dire importance that we leave as many tags, I believe they're called, referring to the Backstreet Boys around the place as possible.
I find a fucking empty spray paint can just to spray paint.
If there's any paint cans lying around, I'm going to write in like 5 foot high letters, Backstreet's back on a wall or something.
I'm going to look at Layseth and be like, could you? They're being dumb.
I will try.
No, we're being very smart.
Yes, I will try.
We're covering our tracks.
No, we're not. We are adding tracks to point to the fucking Backstreet Boys.
To someone else. You see, because we're not really the Backstreet Boys.
I get that, Sias. I know I'm not Kevin. That's why I forgot my goddamn name.
No, you're so
lay my hand on her and nothing happens.
Oh, no.
Because I rolled a 4.
Okay.
Well check off that experience.
I mean, what was that stuff that you've... shot her with filament. How long would it last?
Speaking of, DB, did we decide that if we use luck, we do still get experience on that failed roll? Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yes.
I did forget to mark that. Well, I mean...
Can we not just, like, wrap her up in a top or something?
I mean, we could literally put her in the bed, tuck her in, make her comfy.
We're in the middle of an industrial estate in the middle of the night. It'd probably be all right.
Why don't we take her to the room with the fire escape? And when we leave, we can take her with
Throw
us.
Her down the stairs, yes.
No.
Silence.
No, I was joking.
Tucker in the bed.
Mostly.
On our way back, after we get the crucifix, if we need to, we'll carry her out with us and go and rescue her. But I think right now, with me only having one last shot of this, and I really want to, you know, help the team for once in my life. I want to get somebody with this, a bad guy. I want to get a baddie with this. I got a good guy with her, Delilah, but...
You help a lot. I just wonder, because we don't know what this thing does, and if... what's his butt is the one who's receiving... Daniel, thank you. Daniel Hawthorne. If Brother Daniel is the one who's receiving all of it, I don't know what's going to happen.
She's got at least one vampire power plus whatever she was power. Oh, man. I didn't even think this Daniel is probably going to be a bad dude.
Perhaps we should leave. We should take her and simply go and do some research.
That is exactly my thought.
Okay.
Are we not going to... try and recover the crucifix.
That's why I'm saying that we don't, because we don't know what's going on. We don't know how this power works and whether taking the crucifix might kill the people involved. If there's not some sort of a breaking of the link. You've seen that before. I've seen that before.
We don't know how many people's power he has taken. We don't know if it has conveyed simply the immortality or also the other...
All the more reason to separate him from his power.
But if he has, for example, 10 monsters worth of immortality and power against the 5 of us, who apparently can't do shit tonight.
I think we've been remarkably effective. Our plan to sabotage the Backstreet Boys is going swimmingly.
That's true, but if we bring Delilah back with us, find out what Delilah was, maybe when they're out of the reach of Daniel, both Kenny and Delilah will be able to kind of explain the situation, maybe.
And
maybe
and
give
if
us
not,
an idea.
Yeah. And if not, we can start doing research on how to undo some of the brain fuckery.
Yes, and I do have, as I said, a magical library we can use to that effect.
And Silas,
all right,
we can come back as the Backstreet Boys again a second time.
Assuming they haven't been arrested after that, then I suppose we'll go as NSYNC. Yes. All right.
So I think the safest way to get her back is just all of us carry the unconscious body into the Subaru, and we all drive back instead of relying on Lacey.
Yeah, can we just wrap her up in Kenny's sleeping bag or some blankets or something at least, so we're not just like manhandling a limp woman.
It's a nice kidnapping, DB.
Yeah, you see, I want the Backstreet Boys to get arrested later. I don't want us as the Backstreet Boys to get stopped by a traffic cop with an unconscious woman in the back of
his Well, on my way out, I break a window in front of a
no,
security
no,
camera.
No, you don't. I will step in camera. Front of you because that is loud.
Okay, I will...
Let's just do the Backstreet's back dance in front of the cameras as we leave.
I don't know that dance.
It's kind of like the one from Thriller, yes. Yeah. It's a direct knockoff, in fact.
Okay, let's go. Let's just...
All right.
We'll just start carrying the body.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody clap your hands.
We've never had an episode that has gone to three streams, but
here we go.
That's our first time for everyone.
We had some really bad Clancy time today.
We did
well.
Have some really bad Clancy times, but it happens, and
especially when Adam wears that fucking shirt.
Yeah, that fucking shirt, Adam. If you would like to get your own,
15 bucks or something.
If you would like to get your own Damn It Clancy shirt, you could pick it up at the store. Also, I'm gonna do a few promote-y things, and then I'll let you guys do your thing. Consider becoming a patron. It helps us run all of the games on the Majestic Goose. But
directly into the ground.
I was about to start naming all of them and stopped myself. And also, we might need the money when we get sued by the Backstreet Boys.
If anything, this would help their career with that fucking three listeners.
Damn. So yeah, we'll go around. Tiana, we'll start with you, as you may have to bamf out pretty quickly.
I'm honestly doing okay for time. Okay. I appreciate it. But hi, I'm Tiana. I am most commonly found over on Quests and Chaos, twitch.tv/Quests and Chaos. The biggest project that I'm working on right now is the Redacted Reports, a Delta Green podcast that just started season 2. Danny's mad at me because all of the episodes are too short for her taste. we just released episode 1 of season 2. We currently have 9 more episodes in the can, and we're going to get 2 more in on Sunday. So, it's going to be good. I'm very excited about it. There's some shenanigans that happen in this season. So, yeah, check that out. Delta Green, the Redacted Reports, and all of the usual podcast providers.
Awesome. We're going to go with Gurundu.
Oh, really? Hi, I'm Gurundu. Obviously, I'm Silas on here. You can find me as Jambalaya Pendergrass on Shitty Cowboys. Drop it on your pod feeds usually on Wednesdays, and then usually on the weeks that we drop on Wednesday, on that Saturday, we will be live right here on this very channel. On Wednesdays that ain't Shitty Cowboys days, you can find me as myself. Hello, I'm Gurundu with Jeremy on Dice Talk. And you can find me on Monday nights when it's running as Flex Crystal on Modra Sports Bot Arena. And Jerry Higgins, Bloodhunter, how you doing?
It's a new stream we're workshopping.
Into the Jerryverse, it's going to be a really magical experience. Bloodhunter.
Jerry, Jesus.
Jerry, the other Jerry.
It's AJ.
Oh, yes, no. AJ.
So I'm Jeremy, and you can find me right here playing Shadow. You can find me on Eclipse, which is D&D in space. So that's a podcast. Check it out. Podcasts are free. I'm the DM.
It's true.
I'm the DM on there. You can also catch me on Dice Talk along with Gerundu, where we interview a whole bunch of interesting people like DMs and authors and content creators. And then we talk about stuff related to tabletop games. You can find me on Shiver, or not Shiver, on Doom Clock, which is a Shiver tabletop role-playing game. Which is a podcast about Shiver, which is a brand new tabletop role-playing game where I play Theodore Copper. And that, I think in like 2 weeks, we have that first real episode that's about to be streamed right here. That's going to be awesome. I assume I'm forgetting a lot of stuff, but that's it for now. So check me out at Tabletop Jeremy on Twitter. And yeah,
I legit do not even try to go through all of my lists of things anymore. The list has gotten too long. I'm sorry. I can only focus on like one big thing at a time.
Danny.
So I am Danny. You can find me all over the internet as Danielle Lanois. You can find me right here as Lyseth. You can find me here every other Tuesday on That's Pretty Crafty, where DB and I make stuff and talk about geeky things. And you can also find me the first Friday of every month playing Doom Clock as Gwen Vandermeer. And yeah, is that it? I think that's it. Yes. I make stuff, but that's later.
Now.
For now. For now, yes.
Yeah. Adam.
Yep. Like Jeremy and Danny have mentioned, Doom Clock. We have got the podcast feed up and running right now. It just has a prologue that was voiced by Tiana, our very own Misty. It's amazing. If you have not yet, go check that out. Session Zero, the stream has happened. It is not up on YouTube yet because I am a slacker, but that will go up on YouTube very shortly and also will be edited and put up on the podcatcher very soon. Yes, it's going to be the first Friday of every month. We will be streaming that live, and then the podcast will be following it shortly after. Go check that out. It's like a time traveling sci-fi comedy horror Shiver stream. And then other than that, I think the newest things to talk about for the Majestic Goose Network are we've got a new blog on our website. You can go to thatsprettycrafty.art, and it's where Danny and DB will be blogging about upcoming That's Pretty Crafty shows and supply list and things like that. So you can kind of check that out whenever I will be on the next That's Pretty Crafty talking about the Halfway to Heroes campaign and finale and painting badly, maybe not badly. Danny's gonna try to help me out with some like insert cheats that I can trace. So yeah, come watch me paint Ubo on a wine glass. It should be a lot of fun. And talk about Halfway Heroes. There won't be any finale spoilers. There may be some like minor spoilers about the show throughout. And then Lauren Poor and Eclipse are the newest podcasts on the network. So go check those out. Lauren Poor is like drunk history meets D&D lore. Eclipse obviously is the space D&D podcast where episode 6 things fucking absolutely go haywire, and from there on out until I think we've got up to episode 10 edited, and episode 6 to 10, it's all fucking mayhem. So go check it out. It's a lot of fun. Lauren Poor, the next one going up is going to be myself getting interviewed by Gerundu, and we talked about the Underdark and all the completely legit currency exchange rates therein. And yeah, I think that's all I want to talk about.
Very interesting right now. Population density figures as well.
Yeah, people on the entire planet.
And I'm Dragonbait. I'm your creeper keeper here. I am over at the Nerd Asylum. I do a bunch of shows over there. I'm not going to list them all. And I'm also on 20SA, and I do That's Pretty Crafty with Danny. Thank you everybody for listening or watching. Yeah, both. Thank you, everybody. Yeah. We'll be back next month. We're debating on coming back sooner for the end of this. And yeah, we'll be back.
All right.
God damn it.
Oh, God damn it. Bye, everybody. a Majestic Goose podcast.
Honk.